Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be why you should never pursue a woman after no contact works. Well, this particular email is from a viewer. He says he's been following me for a while, but he's having a problem courting a woman he was dating after no contact works. And so, again, I can tell this is a big part of this guy's issue. He just has been sloppy. He hasn't been a good student. He definitely ain't read 3% Man 10 to 15 times. And he's not following what's in 7 Principles to Get an X Back. And so what happened was he got dumped by his girlfriend. Then he went into no contact. And the reason why you go into no contact is because she's basically said, I'm only interested in friendship. I don't want to be together anymore. The strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. And so the correct response, as detailed in 7 Principles to Get an X Back, the article and video on my website, is that you go no contact because you're not going to stick around trying to change a girl's mind when she says, how about blue balls and friendship and no romance? You're going to walk away and say, hey, I'm not interested in that. That's not what I signed up for. But if you ever change your mind, you know, definitely get in touch. And if I'm still single, we can go out on a date maybe. And then you walk away and you never look back. You're not doing it as a technique. You're not doing it to punish her. You're just matter-of-factly looking at the situation going, she's offering you blue balls and friendship and being her gay male girlfriend, and you want to beat up her pelvis. And so you're not interested in anything other than beating up her pelvis. And so men who love and value themselves and respect themselves and have choice and have options are not going to stick around and try to change a woman's mind. They're just going to go find a woman who's like, hell yeah, I'd love to go out with you. Hell yeah, I'd love to see you. That would be great. He's going to go spend his time with women who have enthusiasm for him because he has a high self-esteem. And he wants to be around people that are excited that he's there, not women who are like, I just think he's a friend. We can be friends, but I don't want to date anymore. I don't want to be in a relationship with you. Oh, but let me talk about, you know, Chad Thundercock, who I'm hooking up with now. It's like, no, I don't want to hear about that. It's like, I'm only interested in sex and romance. And if you're not, then, hey, it's been great. I wish you all the best. And you're literally never going to call or text us. That's what no contact is. It's no contact forever. Unless she reaches out, you're never, ever going to speak again as long as you live. And so if she's unilaterally ended the relationship, which obviously it appears that's what this case is, and then she starts reaching back out, you have to look at it from the perspective of she fucked it up. She wrecked the relationship. She unilaterally ended your romance. Therefore, it's her job to fix it. She fucked it up. You broke it. You break it, you buy it. And so in this case, and a lot of guys make the mistake of, oh, I got to get her back. I got to get her to like me. I got to convince her to give me another chance. It's like, no. She dumped you. She said, I'm not willing to work things out. I'm not willing to communicate. I'm not willing to stick around and fix things. She's like, I'm out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm out. If you're not going to make the effort, then I'm out of here. And so in this particular case, even if she does reach back out, your attitude actually should be, we'll see how it goes. If she's nice to me, if she treats me good, maybe I'll give her another chance. I'm open to being convinced. So she reaches out. You assume she wants to see you. You make a date in the evening at your place to make dinner together. Because that is a sex and romance kind of date. A woman that's trying to keep you stuck in friend zone, or a woman that thinks you're a bitch and that you'll just easily back down and comply with being her gay male girlfriend and blue balls, then you're not going to stick around for that. And you're not going to agree to do anything platonic. But a woman who's trying to keep you And friend zone is going to try to let's meet for coffee, let's meet on neutral ground, let's do a group date with our mutual friends, let's go to lunch. And when you've been dumped and you're open to the possibility of giving her another chance to win you back over, well, guess what? It's going to be on your terms. The woman is supposed to submit to you after all. And her trying to get you to go to lunch or coffee or meet on neutral ground or go on a group date with friends is her way of trying to get you to comply with her wishes and to see if you're man enough to stand up for what you want. And so that's why you're not going to leave your house. You're only going to be interested in dates in the evening to make dinner together at your house. And it's not her watching you make dinner. And it's not her coming over and you ordering takeout. The idea is to make dinner together so you can physically interact and bump into and touch each other in the kitchen to facilitate a seduction. You're not there to be a performing, clapping, and dancing seal to entertain her where she sits on her ass and watches you make food for her. You're supposed to do it together as a team because it facilitates the physical interaction. And so women that are trying to keep you stuck in friend zone will do everything they can to avoid coming over to your house to make dinner in the evening because they don't want to give you the impression that they're interested in sex and romance. And so that's why you will not, as it lays out in Seven Principles, Get an Expect, why you will not go anywhere outside your house other than to go from wherever you are in your house to your front door to let her in when she comes over to make dinner together. These are the rules. These are the principles, because the more you allow her to run things, you start going to lunches and coffee dates and group dates and things of that nature, you're not going to get anywhere except stuck in friend zone with blue balls, and you're going to waste weeks and months of your life. This way, it prevents women from fucking you around and wasting your time. And women that are open to being seduced and open for a rekindling of the romance will submit to you and they will come over and make dinner together. And if she comes over, like it lays out in Seven Principles, Get an X Back, and you hang out and have fun and hook up 3 dates in a row, then after that, you can meet her out, you can pick her up, you can go on normal dates. But the caveat is she has to do 100% of the calling, texting, and pursuing. And a lot of guys make the mistake, like this emailer has, is that when the woman starts reaching out and they start hooking up again, they start calling and texting to try to speed up the courtship. And as soon as they do that, she starts backing off again. And again, if she's supposed to be earning another chance with you, you're not going to call and text her and try to date her. You will let her come back to you at her pace. But you will not chase and pursue ever again, because your pursuit is over forever. You already did that. And most guys that have gotten themselves into this position have called too much, have texted too much, and literally chased the women out of their lives and turned them off to the point where their feelings went from being romantic and sexual to totally platonic. So he says, "Hey, coach, I've been following you for quite some time now. You quite often talk about courting a woman properly. Can you please elaborate on that as to how to do it?" Read the fucking book 10 to 15 times, dude. You got to read the book 10 to 15 times. There is no shortcuts to success. You're not going to be able to cherry pick videos and be successful in it. So that's your first problem. And by the way, before we go any further, I want to let you guys know, if you haven't already seen some of my other videos talking about it, about our exclusive members only content on YouTube, Spotify, and my website, understandingrelationships.com. So what we have for paying members is, you know, normally we do 5 video newsletters a week, and I'm doing 6, I'm continuing to do those 5 free ones on YouTube and the website and everywhere and Spotify. But in addition to that, for paying members, I'm doing an additional 6 video newsletters that are exclusive to paying members only. And those are on my website, which also has the email analysis. You can subscribe on Spotify if you'd prefer to be on Spotify. And or you can subscribe on YouTube if you would prefer to consume the members only videos on YouTube. And so we have the additional video newsletters. We have the 3% Man Study Group with myself and the girls and Chunky, because the girls have all read the books and we're going through it page by page. And we got a podcast specifically for that. It's just a study group to really pick apart the book. And I think we're going to probably end up where some are 35, 40 episodes that are, you know, are each an hour, hour to an hour and a half. And so it's, you know, it's a lot of content and a lot of really going through the book slowly to just to give you guys additional resources to really help you learn the book. Plus, we have the full podcast that I do with Caroline and the other girls where we answer your viewer questions, because you guys have requested that. You were saying instead of us just putting out, you know, one question and one video, you'd rather see the whole film day where we answer, you know, 10 to 15 questions in one video. So we have those on there for you. We also have other exclusive members-only content, especially stuff that I can't really say publicly without the Karens at the different social media companies shadow banning my account or my videos or hiding them, things of that nature. So those kinds of videos will also be in the paying members-only videos. And so right underneath, if you're watching this video on YouTube, in the description, if you look at the video description, there will be a link if you want to subscribe on my website or you want to subscribe on YouTube or Spotify. So click whichever one you want and go follow us there. And we appreciate all of the paying members. A lot of people are signing up more than I expected, you know, quite frankly, so quickly. So I really, really, really super appreciate that. Because obviously I got to pay everybody to make all this additional content. So there's a significant expense involved with that. But you get a lot of extra content. So he says, hey, coach, I've been following you for quite some time now. You talk often about courting a woman properly. Can you please elaborate on how to do it? Also, once the woman is broken up and I went no contact, and in return, she also does the same and did it for as long as 8 months. Yeah, if you break up with a woman and she disappears for 8 months, she was really over it when she left you. But she went out in the real world and realized you were pretty fucking awesome and she couldn't find anybody better. You know, it's like the red pill guys have such loser fucking mindsets. They go, oh, you were her second choice. That's how a loser thinks. That's how a guy that doesn't have choice with women thinks. Guys that have choice with women is like, you want to dare women to find somebody better than you. That's your attitude. Hey, and you like the old Tom Petty song. If you think you can do better than me, then go. But you'll be back. And that's the attitude you need to have. You don't look at it and go, oh, she settled for me. It's like, what fucking loser think is that? She settled for me. No, she went out and realized that there's nobody better than me out there. He says, but then she starts to reach out and I let her do the persuasion. But after her certain level of showering loving emotions on me, when I start to persuade her in return, I don't know what you're talking about persuading her to do. She starts to go cold on me after some time, even that it was her idea that I should pursue. I think he's trying to say pursue her. So in other words, she reached back out and says, oh, I want you to pursue me. So you pursued a woman and chased her to the point where she became so disgusted and so turned off by you that you didn't hear from her for 8 months. And then she calls you back up and says, oh, yeah, I want you to start pursuing me again. No. What women say they want and what they think they want and what they actually emotionally respond to are two completely different things. And so if a woman is calling you up after 8 months and she says, I want you to start pursuing me again, my attitude would be like, I really had a great time. I was really sad when the breakup happened, but I haven't heard from you in 8 months. You were unwilling to work things out the last time we spoke. And so I'm not going to pursue you. I am, however, open to giving you a chance to win me back over. In other words, I'm open to potentially dating and seeing you again, but you're going to have to make an effort to show me that you've changed and you value and you appreciate me and what we had, because I didn't get that the last time you spoke. And so if you want me to pursue you, show me that you've changed. You need to prove to me that you've changed. You need to prove to me that you deserve another chance. That should be your attitude towards this. And even though she says, I want you to pursue me, it's like if a woman reaches out after 8 months, what do you do? Seven Principles Get an Expect says you invite her over. in the evening to make dinner together at your place. You don't call, you don't text her ever. She has to do 100% of the pursuing. She fucked the relationship up. She unilaterally ended it. And so you shouldn't have the attitude of, how do I get another chance with her? You should have the attitude of, well, it's not ideal, but maybe she's changed. Maybe she's remorseful. Maybe she did some work on herself and she realized what an absolute fucking jackass she was and how stupid she was letting a guy like me get away from her. And now she's coming back and she's remorseful and she wants another chance. And I'm open to it, but things are going to change. She's got to treat me good. She's got to treat me better. She's got to prove to me that she's serious about wanting another chance with me. She shouldn't be calling you and telling you to pursue her. It's like, I don't think so. Because what happened was, he obviously listened to her. He started pursuing her, and then she became cold and distant. And the reason she became cold and distant is you did the opposite of what I teach. And so it went from being her idea to potentially rekindle things, and then you just picked back up the pursuit and started calling and texting her to pursue her, like she said. And what happened? You did what she said she wanted, and she got turned off. And you're violating the principles in the book. You're violating the principles and 7 principles get an X back. That's why it's not working for you. This is as predictable as the sun coming up in the east and setting in the west. He says, question number 1, should we court the woman after no contact and getting back afterwards to start over the entire process of dating or not? Absolutely not. As it says in 7 principles get an X back, this is a special case. She rejected you. She blew you off. I mean, you didn't hear from her for 8 fucking months. And your whole mindset is, oh, how do I get her attention? It's like, no. How does she get your attention? How does she convince you that she's worthy of another chance? Her actions and consistency. And that means you let her do 100% of the calling, texting, and pursuing. When you hear from her, you assume she wants to see you, and you invite her over to make dinner in the evening. You hang out, you have fun, you hook up. She has to do 100% of the calling, texting, and pursuing from that point forward. And when you hear from her, you make the date. That's it. He says, number 2, how do we court the woman properly since you talk about the courting never ends even when you are in a long-term relationship? Well, you don't go back from not speaking and being broken up for 8 months to all of a sudden you're back in a relationship. It's a completely new courtship is the way you need to look at it. But what's different about this courtship is she's fucked up the previous one. And so therefore she has to do the pursuing. You wait to hear from her. And then you make the next date. The first 3 dates are all going to be at your house to make dinner in the evening. And as long as you hang out, have fun, and hook up, meaning have sex again, and you do that all 3 dates in a row, then you can meet her out. Then you can pick her up. You can take her on normal dates. But she still has to do the contact initiation. Because what happens is, if you let her do the contact, all the contact initiation, and then you start doing contact initiation, trying to speed things up, or in this case, comply with her saying you need to pursue me, what you're going to notice is she's going to back off and she's going to be less interested, and then she'll become less available and it'll be harder to get dates that she'll agree to. Whereas if you just let her do 100% of the pursuing and then you make dates that can lead to sex at your place or hers, again, the first 3 have to be at your house because you want her to submit to you. You want her to go along with your agenda, not her agenda. You're the one with the penis, so you're the one who is supposed to lead. And so it's true that the courtship never ends, but you're not in a long-term relationship. You're not back together until she brings it up. And until then, you're just hanging out, having fun, and hooking up like you were when the initial courtship started. With the caveat being, since this is attracting an ex back who ended the relationship unilaterally, she must do 100% of the pursuing. And then you just set dates. Now, say 3 or 4 or 5 months down the road, you're back together, everything's lovey-dovey, and she's like, how come you never call me? How come you never text me? Why do I always have to be the one? And she keeps bringing it up, and then she starts to get mad and says that, you know, you need to call me. You need to text me from time to time. Then what you should do is once a week, call her out of the blue. The next week, maybe you FaceTime her out of the blue. The week after that, maybe you write it. This is assuming when you're back in a actual committed relationship. Maybe the next week, you write her a nice card and you mail it to her house. Or on the way out in the morning, you write a little post-it note and stick it to the little visor mirror in the driver's side. So when she pulls it down in the morning to go to work, it says, I love you, babe. Have a great day. I'm thinking about you, Bob. Whatever. Just things like that. Because what happens sometimes, most women will let you get away with them doing 100% of the calling, texting, and pursuing. I mean, if she's calling and texting you and FaceTiming you 2, 3, 4 times a day, you don't need to reach out at all. She'll do 100% of it. But, you know, there are some women that get to be a little bit of a pain in the ass about it. And then, okay, once a week, you'll reach out in a different way, in a way of your time and your choosing. Because all she's really saying is, hey, I just want to know that you care. It'd be nicer from time to time you reached out to me in an unexpected way and let me know that you cared in some way. It could be a phone call. It could be a FaceTime. Maybe send her a nice email. Maybe write her a card. Maybe it's a handwritten post-it note. Maybe it's a text. Maybe it's a cute meme or a little video of the two of you doing something together that was fun that you had. Whatever. The point being is that if she brings it up and she keeps going over it 3, 4, 5 times and getting mad and complaining how you never reach out, then once a week, different day, different time every week, you'll reach out in a way where you initiate the contact. But under most circumstances, you're never going to have to do that, especially in this where you were already in a relationship and she fucked it up. So as her interest goes up, she calls and texts more and you spend more time together. And that'll ebb and flow. But I promise you, if you start calling and texting her, her calls and her texts will drop off and taper off. And it'll be harder to get her on a date and get her to agree to a date. And that's why it says in 7 Principles to Get an Ex-Back, she's got to do 100% of the calling, texting, and pursuing. And the only time you'll ever resume any kind of pursuing is after you're in a relationship again, many months after you started dating again. If she's complaining about it multiple times, then you're in a relationship, you're committed, she asked for it, then you can reach out in a different way every week. But most women, you're just not going to have to do it. They'll do all the pursuing. They may occasionally complain about it and tease you about it, but again, if a girl's calling you 2, 3 times a day, texting you 2, 3 times a day, you just don't need to reach out. It's counterproductive. You'll notice the more you text and call her, the less she'll call and text you, and the less you'll see her. That's just a fact of life. Even when it's like, nah, it should be 50-50. Nope. When the calling, the texting, and pursuing is 50-50, a woman feels platonic feelings for you, and you definitely don't want that. You want it to be her idea. If it's her idea, if she's chasing you, you don't have to worry about getting dumped. So if you got a question or a challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.